This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Schools this fall are using data drawn from students in ornate ways. The idea is to personalize education, to figure out which teaching techniques are working, and to make school services maybe more efficient. As just one part of our series that we're calling The Quantified Student, Marketplace's Adrian Hill went in search of the data-driven cafeteria.
The modern school cafeteria requires a little practice. At Carr Intermediate School in Santa Ana, California, sixth graders are here a day early for orientation, including a lesson in navigating the lunch line. Ed Bustamante is the school principal.
Part of it is we're trying to teach them technology.
Students learn to punch their ID numbers into a keypad. That brings up their name, photos, even food allergies for the cashier. And the cafeteria software records each child who gets a meal. Mark Chavez is the director of nutrition services at Santa Ana Unified School District. He says that record allows school administrators to find out if a child's eating.
And if they say, hey, Mark, you know what? I'm concerned because little Joey, he's not performing in the classroom so well.
The central office can also see exactly how many meals were served in a district, so schools get reimbursed properly from the government. And data can help when a parent calls up upset because her child came home with a stomach ache.
We'll say, Mom, I'm sorry to tell you, but they didn't have lunch today because we didn't see them at any of our points of sale.
All students at Carr Intermediate School get free meals, so the district only keeps track of whether a child got lunch or not. But in some schools, cafeteria systems will log exactly what a kid puts on her tray, pizza or chicken sandwich, juice or milk. Joel Reidenberg is a professor at Fordham University and an expert in student data privacy.
The transaction record will be very detailed, and that over time builds a pattern and profile of the child's eating habits.
Reidenberg says in some schools, cafeteria payment services are run by private contractors.
Schools have lost control of the information about their children when they start using many of these outsourced services.
And then he says it's not clear how all that data will be used. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
If you want to see the infographic version of a day in the life of a data mind kid, it's up right now on the homepage of marketplace.org, along with other resources from our Learning Curve Tech in the Classroom coverage.